from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Jeez. Good, good. Well done.
Could be one of the best ever.
Yep. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
American singer and Raspberries frontman Eric Carmen, who was best known for such hits as Hungry Eyes and yep. All By Myself, has died aged 74.
Oh, Barlow.
Massive song, this one. Huge.
This one as well.
Dangerous Dave has never seen Dirty Dancing.
Are you
Dangerous
serious?
Dave?
Yeah.
He'll do anything on a weekend.
He will not.
But he won't sit down and watch Dirty Dancing.
That is exactly what I said to him. He goes, wow. Oh, there's a lot of passionate people. And I was like, I'm not even that passionate, but yeah. You've never seen Dirty Dancing?
Like, it's a hard one to miss.
It's... And he said he's got the vinyl. He's listened to every song. He said it's a fantastic soundtrack. I was like, obviously, because it's a fantastic movie.
But he's just never seen it.
No.
We have to sit in the challenge this morning.
Oh, he said he's going to watch it.
Just to spend, you know, 2 hours at home on the weekend.
That's all it takes.
That's Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, yeah. I get it mixed up with Flashdance.
Oh, God.
When we talk to Dave about it, don't mention that he'd have to miss a yard sale.
Okay.
There's a market.
Yeah. Sure. Like, don't mention that he can't go to the Red Hill markets or drive 3 hours from his house.
No, I wouldn't.
Because then he'll get thrown.
Yeah. A friend's having a barbecue on the other peninsula.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just going to go for an hour.
He could literally watch it himself on his phone on his way to work today if he catches the train.
He could.
He could, on his
iPad.
Right.
Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
If you're listening, put it on right now.
Coming in at two, Thailand has become the latest country to address its declining birth rate as expert models forecast a population decrease from 66 million to 33 million in just 60 years.
That's a big drop. The population.
50%.
Yeah.
But does that matter?
I don't think that's a bad thing. Yeah, I think, does the world need a bit of this? We should be embracing this.
Isn't this whole Attenborough's whole thing?
Yep.
There's too many humans.
Yep.
I think economically it's difficult for the country to lose that amount of people.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
You don't want an ageing population.
Yeah. Supporting the rest.
Mm. No. People. Ah, well, let's look, it's a far more complicated issue than we've obviously got time to dig into at the moment.
What, in 24 seconds?
Oh.
2.5 minutes.
No, you're all right. I don't have an issue with it. Done. Coming in at three, animal rights activists who broke into a piggery and installed hidden cameras to expose animal cruelty found more than they bargained for when the checked footage showed that one of the cameras had captured an alleged act of bestiality.
Oh.
One of the blokes out at the pig farm, and this is why I've always said, if one pig.
No. You've never said that. And also...
Where was this?
I've heard him say it.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Yeah, where was this? It's not in Australia.
I mean, you're pretty... You're demented, if you can still use that word. Can you say demented anymore? I never know. But I think if you're that bored at work that you're looking at the back end of a pig thinking, you know what I could do here?
Oh, my God, it's in Victoria.
Kill 4 or 5 minutes. Oh, if you could last that long.
Oh, I don't like any of that.
It's an awful story.
It's a terrible story.
What?
For the pig. Well, not everyone wins in these scenarios. And honestly... yeah, okay, I'll keep moving. But in terms of bad things that humans have done to pigs... Oh, okay, now I've seen the footage of it.
No, you haven't seen the footage of it.
We don't need to see any more of that.
He's going to work.
That is one of the most revolting and horrible things that anyone could do.
Yeah, it is.
And cruel!
Awful.
All right. I beg to differ.
Shut up.
45 seconds.
Matthew Perry left more than $1 million in a trusty established named after famed Woody Allen character Alvy Singer, even though he's worth $120 million. Perry's parents will likely take on his acting royalties as well as other parts of his estate, which included his 2022 memoir, which was a disaster, wasn't it? Didn't he read it on Nimble and it was just a mess?
Yeah, I was listening to the audiobook and it was really grim.
Oh.
Slurry and not nice.
Geelong is reportedly preparing a surprise pursuit of Melbourne midfielder Clayton Oliver despite his 7-year contract signed in 2022. William, what are they telling you?
Jay Clark story.
He's always right. Dolly Parton is recording a song with Beyonce.
No.
Top Six at Six.
What's actually happening?
Beyonce's recorded Jolene and it's going to be on her new Renaissance Act 2 album.
Top Six at Six.
Yeah!
The Marty Shear Gold Show on Triple M.